Hey, good morning, everybody. It's finally Friday. This is Solo on Sports Day. Show at it again. It's Friday, March 16th. The weekend's upon us, y'all. Finally. I want to talk a little bit about some of these free agent quarterbacks, some of the money they're getting, man. We got Kirk Cousins. He got a big old three-year guaranteed $84 million contract. First in NFL history, guarantees. They even said he also has incentives. $6 million worth of incentives, he can make up to $90 million. Don't know what the incentives are. Don't know if he has to get them to the Super Bowl, make a couple of Pro Bowls. I don't know. I have to look at the details on that. But all I'm saying is that's way too much money for below 500 quarterback. The guy is 21 and 26 in his career in D.C. He's not worth that kind of money. They're having a press conference for this guy yesterday like they're signing Tom Brady from the Patriots or something. I just don't see it, man. I mean, I don't think he's gonna work out. He's not good under pressure. He's proved that over the years. If they want this guy to carry them to the Super Bowl, it's just not gonna happen. He'll play average here and there. He'll have some good numbers, but taking him to the Super Bowl, I don't see it, man. Unless their defense plays outstanding like it did last year and he don't have to do much, I can see it. But if you depend on him not to do much, they could have just kept the guys they had before. But we'll see what happens with them guys. I don't expect them to win too much. Good thing they only gave him 3-year contract. They didn't give him a big 6-7 year contract, so I don't think that's gonna work. That's just my opinion. Another guy I want to talk about, let me give you these numbers, y'all. He's been in the NFL 8 years. He's thrown one touchdown pass. And if he finishes his contract he just signed, he's made up to $35 million in his career. That's right. 8 years. One touchdown pass. He's thrown the ball 75 times in the NFL. And he just got a big contract. Anybody know who that is? I'm waiting. Chase Daniels. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's still in the NFL. He just signed a contract. 2-year, $10 million contract. With $7 million guaranteed. With the Bears. So if he finishes that contract, this guy has made over $35 million over his career. He's only thrown 78 passes and one touchdown pass. Those numbers are so screwed up, man. I don't even know where to begin. It's just not fair for a quarterback to make that kind of money. They don't even play. And you got these guys fighting in the trenches, the offensive linemen and running backs and D linemen, all the other skill positions, and they're not getting any money. In that case, I'd rather pay a punter or a kicker that kind of money. At least they're playing. Just my opinion on that, y'all. I'll get back. Y'all give me a call back. Tell me what you think about this. JSO, SOS Sports. I'm out of here.